Okay, right away, I just want to say this is a true story, a true event.
那我要在这边说的是，它是真实的一个事件，它是一个真实的故事。
So this is not like one of those, what you call an allegory, where every little thing represents something else.
这不像是我们所谓的象征，就是它预表的一件事情，或者是一个预言。
But at the same time, and why we're going to it today is, I think it does teach a truth about, people and rest and where the rest comes from, and that comes from Jesus.
那我们这边是要我们所要知道的就是说这个我们能够从我们从哪里得来的这个平安可以让我们好好的安休息。
And also you can see in what happened to them a little bit of truth about, what causes such lack of rest in people's lives.
那我们也要探讨就是说为什么我们在现今生活当中是让我们不能够得到所谓的休息。
Now think about this event.
好，我们来想想看这个事件。
If you wanted a kind of situation to make a person feel as worried as they could possibly be, it's what the disciples were in.
那如果说有哪个情况会使门徒的生命更没有安全感的话，那大概就是这样。
Because, if you want something nice and stable, you stay on the land. Even when it's calm weather, going out a boat, it puts you in an insecure situation.
那即便是在就是很真的我们在地上，然后
if you want to be stable, stay on land.
那如果你想要就是很稳定的话，那你就是在这个土地，就是站在这地上。
If you want to feel insecure.
那你如果想要就是不想要有所谓的安全感的话，那你就是在水里。
Now, I don't know if you've ever gotten on one of those little boats out on a lake.
我不晓得那个。
If you've ever gotten on a little boat out on a lake.
Okay. 那你我不知道你当船那个开到有没有人上过那个小船。
You step on it.
当你踩上去的时候，它就会摇。
But, if you get on a bigger boat, certainly it doesn't.Wobble as much, but it still doesn't feel solid.
但是当你踏上了一条比较大的船的时候，它或许不会这么的摇晃，但是它还是有那么一点。
And you're putting yourself in the middle of danger because that water around you will not keep you up. If you stand on the land, you can keep standing. If you step on the water,You'll go down.
但是如果就是在这危险的，因为就是你知道你危险的中，就是算是你在一个很危险的地方。如果你在船上的话，你就是会这样子一直摇一摇。那如果你在这个地上的话，你会站得很稳。但是如果你在水里的话，你就是掉下去。
And it gets worse for the disciples, of course, because a storm comes up.
那这边很糟的一个情况，就是对门徒而言是一个很糟的情况，是因为那个暴风雨来了。
Think of all the waves and the wind.
那你试试想想看这些狂风巨浪。
And the water spilling into the boat.
那个水就打到船上来了。
And every moment they're getting closer and closer to sinking.
那他们就是船快要往下沉了。
Very insecure place.
真的是非常没有安全感的。
And it keeps getting worse by the moment.
那他们在那个当下就是非常非常的
Now, I doubt any of you have been out in a boat during a typhoon.
我不晓得你有没有那个在台风天搭船的经验。
But in your life, you've experienced things like this. Every moment seems to get worse and worse, and you're more and more afraid of what's going to happen.
那可是在我们的生命当中，如果我们遇到一个情况是越来越糟，越来越糟，那我们就会很害怕的时候，那又是会怎么样？
Now, the strange thing is there's just...One person in this boat that just totally was not worried about it.
哎，那有一件很奇怪的事情，就是居然会有一个人在这样的一个的情况下，能够在船上睡觉，然后他并不会很担心。
He didn't even wake up from his sleep.
根本没有起来。
So the disciples are running to him.
所以门徒就跑去叫他了。
Now, Luke tells us and just summarizes, just saying, "Master, Master, we're in trouble. We're perishing."
那在路加在这边只有大概的说哦，就说啊，夫子夫子，我们快要死了。
But Mark gives a little more detail to what they said.
但马可在这边就说的比较仔细，就说
He says, "Don't you care that we are perishing?"
难道你就不管我们了吗？
Aren't you worried?
难道你不担心吗？
Aren't you anxious?
难道你不紧张吗？
Don't you care about us?
难道你不关心我们吗？
And your prayers had probably been similar to that when you prayed to God sometimes in your life.
那有时候我们在跟上帝祷告的时候，可能会发也是这样子跟上帝说的。
Now Jesus does something.
但就是但耶稣做了一件事。
It says here that he rebukes the wind and the water, the raging water.
当然他斥责狂风巨浪。
But if you go to Mark again, chapter 4, verse 40, it gives a little clear thing. He says, "Peace, be still."
那在马可福音四章四十节，他这边就说门止住要安息。
I wish I could hear that voice and then that would do everything in my heart. Peace, be still. I wish that Jesus could say that directly to my heart. Peace, be still.
那我真的很希望耶稣可以直接的对我的心里这样说。安静吧，要安息。
Well, he turns his disciples after he calmed the storm and he kind of says, peace, be still.
那他就是在
He turns to the disciples after, and he says, in effect, peace be still.
那他就转向这个门徒，就说了，你们要安静，要停止啊，要你们要安静。
He says, where is your faith?
那你们的信心在哪里呢？
He's saying, you could have been at rest and at peace.
那你们根本就没有办法，就是得到平安。
But you could have been if you had faith.
如果你有信，你若是有信心的话，你就能。
So this really illustrates the truth about our lives.
那这真的是说到了一个真理。
And your lives and my life are sometimes like a raging storm.
那我们的生命中常常就是会有像是那个有狂风暴雨的时候。
I don't know if you've seen it in me.But I've seen it in some of you, the response to that raging storm.
那有时候我不知道你们是怎么样子看我，但是有时候我看你们的时候，就是有这种情况。
All anxious.
就是很焦虑。
Without rest or sleep.
就是没有睡好。
And we're kind of crying out to people around us and to Jesus, you know, don't you care we're perishing?
那就像我们就是跟上帝哭求说。难道你不在乎我们吗？我们快要死了。
And this, I think, brothers and sisters, is why this world today has so much trouble with rest.
这就是为什么在现今社会当中，我们真的就是没有办法得到完全的休息。
Because storms do happen in your life.
因为这个风暴持续的在我们的生命当中。
And your life is unstable.
我们的生活是非常的不稳定。
And if you have the attitude that the disciples had, you're going to end up being really anxious and fearful.
那如果我们在这个门徒的这个就是所面临到的情况当中的话，我们是会非常非常的焦虑。
And you are not going to relax, and you're not going to rest, and you're not going to be able to let things go.
那我们没有办法得到安息，然后我们也没有。我们没有办法放轻松，我们也没有办法休息，但我们也不能够释怀。
So Jesus' question to the disciples, I think, is relevant to you and me.
那耶稣所提的问题对我们而言是非常的贴切。
He's asking you, where is your faith?
你的信心在哪里？
Where is your trust?
那你的信靠呢？在哪里？
And that's the difference between Jesus, who is asleep in the boat,during a raging storm, and the disciples.
那这就是一个分别，就是耶稣能够在狂风巨浪中安然入睡，但是门徒却是在狂风巨浪中感到焦虑。
So the disciples ask, how can you not be worried, Jesus?
那门徒说，你怎么能够就是不担心呢？
But they should have asked the question, Jesus, how can we...not be worried like you're not worried.
但是他们应该要问说，耶稣，我们要怎么样才能够像你一样，我们要这样子的担心。
And Jesus kind of answered it. It's because of his faith.
那耶稣又回答说，那是因为这个信心。
Jesus knew that God was in control.
因为耶稣知道神是掌管一切的。
He had complete trust in him.
那他完全的信靠他。
Now, in contrast, the disciples had no clue who was sitting in the boat with them.
那这门徒当然就不了解说到底是谁跟他们坐在这艘船上。
They had no clue this person sitting there just had to say words and a typhoon would be completely stopped.
他们不了解说哦原来这个他们跟他们在船上的这个人就是只要说一句话然后这个台风就会停下来了。
So they ask, who can this be? The wind and the waves obey him.
所以他们就会说这到底是谁他吩咐风和水连风和水的也听他了。
So back to you and me.
那么就回到我们。
How do you find rest for your soul?
我们要如何能够在心的，我们要如何能够让我们的心灵能够得到安息？
The first and most important thing is how do you find eternal rest for your soul?
那我们要如何找寻这个永恒的安息呢？
The eternal rest from your soul, you got to look to Jesus for it.
那我们就是要得到永恒安息，我们就是要寻找耶稣。
And I want to speak to you about that first.
那我想要先告诉你第一点。
And then how do you find your daily rest for your soul? You also find it looking to Jesus. And I'll speak about that next.
Okay, 如果你要如何能够让你每天都能够好好，能够让如果如何能够让你每天都休息，我们就是要寻找寻耶稣，寻求耶稣。
So, if you're taking notes, just write this down. We're not going to read it now, but Hebrews 3 and 4.
那我们今天看，我们在讲就是在希伯来书第三章跟第四节。
So just write,
第三章跟第四章。
Just write that down, but we're not going to read it now.
那我们现在不够没有念，但是请你就用笔把它抄下来。
But you can learn about the eternal rest, the ultimate rest that you need.
那我们可以在这两章当中就是看到我们看到那个
the eternal rest
我们是永恒的安息这种终极的安息
okay so basically it all comes down to do you have a relationship with Jesus or not
这问题就是我们和你和耶稣基督有建立关系吗
becauseJust think of what would have happened to those disciples if Jesus was not in their boat. Think of what would have happened to their disciples if Jesus was not in their boat.
Okay, 试想一个情况，就是当耶稣不和门徒们在同一艘船上的时候，会怎么样呢？
Who could have commanded the waves and the wind, peace be still?
谁可以命令这些风和雨停下来呢？
What would have stopped the water from filling up the boat and sinking it?
那谁能够叫这些就是这些海水不要再打到船里面呢？
Nothing.
没有。
They would have sunk.
没有一个人。
They would be at the bottom of the lake.
他们就会淹水。
If you have no relationship with Jesus, you are going to be like those disciples, but no Jesus in the boat.
那如果我们没有和耶稣建立关系的话呢，我们就会像在这就是像门徒，就是像在这艘船里面，我们虽然待在船上，但是耶稣不与我们同在。
Now you might think you're doing okay now without Jesus.
好吧，我们可能会想说，好，没关系啊，那没有耶稣也无所谓。
Usually, a lot of times it's when a storm comes up that people realize they need a savior like Jesus.
但是当我们人生的风暴来临的时候，人们就会知道说，原来我们是需要像耶稣一样的救主。
But everyone faces one storm, and that is their death, and then the eternal state that comes after that. You need Jesus with you. You need a relationship with him.
但是在我们在这样子的一个情况当中，我们就会知道说，我们需要救主，我们需要耶稣基督。
Because without Jesus, you have no eternal rest.
因为当我们没有永恒的生命，假使我们没有耶稣的话，我们就没有永恒的安息。
I'll give you an example of what it's like after you die if you don't have Jesus.
那我想要给我们一个例子，就是说， 如果我们当我们死的时候，我们没有永恒的安息的话，会是怎么样？
I took an airplane flight back to Taiwan recently.
那最近我又搭飞机回台湾。
Airplane flights are like torture to me.
那搭飞机对我而言真是个折磨。
It's because I don't have the money to get first class.
因为我没有钱搭头等舱。
And so I'm about 6 feet tall, and they really put those seats close together.
那我大概有六尺高，那可是他们就是把那个座位都是就是很那个每个座位都是很靠近的。
I don't know if you've ever heard about prison camps, but a torture technique they have, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Prison camps.
这是那个prison camps. 就集中营 ,okay. 但是我现在告诉你集中营是什么样子。
What they'll do is they'll take a person and put them in a cage or a cell,But the cage is smaller than the length of their body.
啊，就是他就是那个集中营，就是说他很小，然后 ，right， 他会把你关在一个很小的空间里面。
It's smaller than you are lengthwise.
那就是比你的那个身高就是还要窄，还要小。
So you can never stand up all the way.
那你就不能这样子站起来。
And you can never lie down and stretch out all the way.
那你也不可以就是伸展你的脚。
And it's absolute torture.
那真的是非常的折磨。
Your muscles are sore. You can never relax. Your body more and more, you just can't relax your muscles because you never have that chance to stretch out.
Okay, 那你的肌肉会非常的酸痛，因为你没有办法，你就没有办法放松，因为它那个地方非常的小，然后你就没有办法让你舒展。
So I'm strapped into the seat.
所以我就在那个在那个位置上非常的痛。
And, from LA to Taipei, we only do direct flights these days. It's still 12 hours.
但是我们是从 LA 到台北直飞的飞机，但是它也是要花12个小时啊。
And you can't put your seat back far enough to really lie down and go to sleep.
但是你又不能把那个椅背这样子往后。
And you can't really stretch out because you can't really stand up right, and then your legs don't have enough room in front.
那你又不能舒展筋骨，然后你又不能站起来，然后因为它那个位置非常小，你又不能够就是有所活动。
And I just hour by hour, I was feeling I cannot get rest. I cannot get rest.
那每一个小时这样过去，我实在都没有办法得到休息。
And I'm trying to lean one side and another, and getting neck pains, and I just couldn't rest.
那我又试着靠另外一边。躺着休靠着另外一边，但是又我的脖子又会僵硬。
I need rest, but I'm never able to get it.
我想要休息，但是我并没有办法得到。
That's what hell is kind of like. That's what your life after death can be like without Jesus.
那就是地狱就是像这个样子，然后我就是没有，让你们。
Hell or life after death without Jesus is like that.
那在我们死后就是没有耶稣。
If your sins have not been paid for by Jesus, your soul goes to a place where you just can never get rest.
那如果你没有耶
If your sins have not been paid for by Jesus.
但如果我们的罪并没有被耶稣没有耶稣来承担的话，我们就不能够就是得到完全的安息。
And it's a place of always wanting it, never getting it.
那就是我们那个我们就想要去的地方，但是我们并没有办法进入。
It's a place of always being thirsty, but never having your thirst quenched.
那就像是你渴了，但是你并没有办法止渴，是这样。
And if you were to read in Hebrews chapter 4 that I mentioned it talked about there's some people that Jesus, God said of them, you will never enter my rest.
那就像在希伯来书第四章讲的所说的，你就是你并没有办法进入到我的安息。
Yeah, so God was saying that to a certain group of people that were outside of a relationship with Him. You shall never enter my rest.
那就讲到说，就是当一个，就是说，当我们的生命中没有耶稣的时候，我们就没有办法进入神的安息。
And The first thing you need then is you need a relationship with Jesus so you can be at peace with your eternal rest.
那么就是我们必须要与耶稣基督建立一个关系，那这样我们才能够进入到一个永恒的安息。
Isaiah 53 says, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Okay, 在以赛亚书第五十三章第五节讲到，为我哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Ephesians says he himself is our peace.
那在以弗所书所提到说他就是我们的平安。
So if you're outside of Christ, before you think about your daily life, I want you to think about finding a relationship with Jesus.
倘若你尚未接受主耶稣基督，那我想要想要你想想看说在你的日常生活当中
you need to deal with your relationship with Jesus first.
那你必须要先和耶稣建立一个关系。
Otherwise, if I tell you all these nice techniques for you to feel good each day, it's not going to help you in your eternal life.
Okay. 不然的话我所说一切有关就是在我们灵里安息的这个在我们每日常生活当中得到安在日常生活当中我们的灵魂可以得到安息的这件事情就并没有办法帮助到。
So I'm going to move on from there to briefly talk about your daily life now.
那我现在想要就是简单说一下有关你们的日常生活。
Now, see, the disciples did have Jesus in the boat with them. They did have a relationship with him.
那门徒和耶稣基督是在同一条船上，那他们是和他有这个关系的。
But you notice they still were not at rest.
但是他们还是没有办法得到安息。
And see, they didn't have faith that God would deal with their situation.
因为他们没有那个信心，相信知道说这是上帝会处理这件事情。
And they did not have faith andThink about who is with me right now.
那他们没有办法知道，就是说，了解说到底是谁和我们在一起。
They didn't think about Jesus at that point.
他们在那个当下并没有完全没有想到耶稣。
So those two questions that were asked, I think, apply to you and me each day.
那这所以这个问题呢，就是我想问有两个问题，就是说我们可以。应用在日常生活上。
The first is, where is your faith?
第一个问题就是你的信心在哪里。
And the second is, who is this Jesus that even the winds and the waves obey him?
到底谁是耶稣呢？即便是风和浪都听从他的话呢？
Ask yourself this, every time you feel full of anxiety.
问你自己，就是我们来问，问你自己，当我们遇到一些我们人生一些很难应付的状况的时候
，and then you remind yourself of the answer.
那提醒自己
，He's the Christ. He's the Son of the Living God.
他是神，他是永生神的儿子。
He is the Creator of the world.
他是创造主。
His name is Emmanuel, God with us.
他的名是以马内利，神与我们同在。
Now, think about this. The one who made this hot sun that we have to deal with in Taiwan is with us.
那就是那个创造台湾这么热的大太阳的神在我们当与我们同在。
How does this practically work in your life each day?
那么就是你要怎么样让这个事实能够应用在我们的生活上呢？
Let me let you turn to Psalm 37.
那我们一起看到诗篇第37章，第37篇。
Psalms is in the middle of the Old Testament.
那诗篇是在那个旧约的中间。
And I want you to go home and read the whole thing, but I'll just point out a few things.
那我希望回家都可以读一下这一篇呢，但是在这里我们会提到一些点。
And there's a lot of wisdom there because King David was a guy that really faced a lot of stress in his life.
那因为这是非常有智慧的，因为在大卫王在他生命当中遇到了很多的事情。
Is everybody there? Psalm 37.
那我们一起看到诗篇第三十七。
How do you find rest for your soul? There are four things I'll point out.
那你让你要如何让你的灵魂得到安息呢？这里有四个点。
And I'll just tell you, and then we'll look. I'll point some verses. First is trust in God.
第一点就是信靠神。
Kind of matches what Jesus said. The second is do what is good or right each day.
第二天就是每天就做什么做对的事情，或者是良善的事情。
做上帝要的事情。
做上帝要的事情。
And then the third is wait on God. Wait for Him.
第三点就是等候神。
And the fourth is delight yourself in God.
第四点就是讨神喜悦。
Well, take a look at verse 1-4.
那我们看一下第一节到第四节。
Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like the green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
So you've got do not fret and do not be envious.
就不要
fret or be anxious.
Okay. 不要为作恶的心怀不平，不要嫉妒。
And then do not be envious.
Okay, 不要嫉妒。
So, in this world, there is evil, and there are evil people.
在这世界上，就是有所谓的恶人。
And I'm one of them.
那我就是其中一个。
So I'm going to cause you harm some of the time.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to cause harm to you some of the time.
有时候
cause trouble.
那有时候我们会伤害到你。
The world has wickedness.
这个世界就是非常的邪恶。
And there are inequalities in life. Some people have things better, some people have things worse.
那常常就会有一些不公平的事情，就有些人好，我们就会嫉妒有些人他会比较好，比我们好。
So Jesus, God says, don't worry about evil men.
但是耶稣说不要在意那些就是作恶的人。
And don't envy them, even though it seems like they're doing well.
不要嫉妒他们，即便是说他们看起来好像做了很多很好的事
情。Envy is saying, I wish I were you in your situation.
嫉妒是说，哦，我希望能够跟你一样。
Maybe if I act like you, then I'll get to be nice and worry-free like you.
那我希望我能够像你一样，就是能够无忧无虑的。
But he's saying here, don't turn to wickedness. It doesn't help.
那这边也说到不与邪恶共舞，就是不要变成。
Don't turn to wickedness or doing bad things.
不要做坏事。
Because, and you can see it in verse 2 and 9, but the wicked are actually in a worse situation, even though it looks like they're doing better.
那但是在第二
Verse 2 and verse
9. Okay, 在第二节跟第九节这边说到，就是说，虽然说做他们作恶的人并不是真的在，他们最后就是会在一个不会得到一个不好的结果，即便是说他们就是好像看起来比我们好。
So verse 2 it says, they will wither. In verse 9 it says they'll be cut off. That's where they're headed.
第二节跟第九节说他们会被割下，然后也会被剪除。
But it's saying, but righteousness is better for you.
那但是
righteousness is better for you. Doing good is better for you.
Okay, 但是这但我们要行公义。
Verse 16 it talks about it's better if you have a little than if you're wicked and you have a lot.
那在第十六节说到，第十六节有说到一个义人所有的虽少，强过许多恶人的富余。
And then verse 24 it says, even if you fall, if you're righteous, your falls do not destroy you. You can get back again, get back up again.
Okay, 第二十四节讲到，他虽失脚也不至全身扑倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
Now, again, if you're taking notes, write these verses down.
那希望你能够把这些经文记下来。
Isaiah 57:19-21.
Okay, 以赛亚书57章第19到21节。
And Proverbs 28:1.
箴言28章第一节
says, There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
我的神说二人必不得平安。
And it says, The wicked flee when no one pursues them.
二人虽无人追赶也逃跑。
Wicked have a guilty conscience. Their souls can't rest.
那就是罪恶感就是
Okay. The wicked have a guilty conscience. Their soul cannot rest.
那就是说，这个邪恶它是一种有罪恶感的意思，是让我们没有办法得到安息。
We have an expression. He can't sleep. He can sleep like a baby.
那我们有时候就会说，哦，他睡得跟小婴孩一样。
I would love to be able to sleep like a baby.
我很想睡得跟小 baby 一样。
And why do they sleep so well?
为什么他们可以睡这么好睡
？They're relaxed.
因为他们完全的放松。
They're not worried about all the world.
他们不在意这世界到底发生了什么事情。
They're not trying to control the world.
他们并不想要掌控这个世界。
And also, when they look back on their day, they don't feel guilty about the things they've done.
那他们也并不会觉得就是。就是为他们所做的感到罪恶。
They're at peace.
他们是有平安的。
And so they really sleep.
所以他们真的可以睡得很好。
So how do we get there like that?
那我们应该要怎么样能够像他们一样呢
？We have those two do nots, and then verse 3 and 4 is a do. This is what you should do.
那在我们在前面两章提到有两个不要，那在下面这两章有讲有两个是我们要做的。
Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good.
第三节说到你当倚靠耶和华而行善。
See, you get it. If you do good, if you obey God, your conscience will be free.
那么就是说，如果我们倚靠耶和华，那我们并且我们行善的话呢，那我们的那个。良心就会获得释放。
And if you trust in the Lord, you let Him control, and you let Him worry about things, and you yourself don't have to worry.
那么，如果当我们信靠神的话，我们就会就是让神来替我们分担我们的忧虑。
And then verse 4, delight in the Lord.
其实有讲又要以耶和华为乐。
Because, if you're not delighting in the Lord, you make other things the most important thing in your life.
那么如果我们以耶和华为乐的话，那
If you're not delighting in the Lord,
如果我们不以耶和华为乐的话
you make other things the most important in your life.
那你让其他事情占据你生命中的顺序的话
And the thing is,Those other things will fail you.
那结果就是这些事情就是会导致会让你很失望。
But if you delight in the Lord, He will never fail you.
但是如果假设我们以耶和华为乐的话，那我们就不会永远的失望。
I'm going to spend a little more time on trust, and then we'll be done.
那我们再花一点时间来说这个。
There's three things you should trust about God.
那有三个点是我们必须要信靠神。
The first is you trust in God's goodness.
第一点就是信靠神的良善。
Some people have trouble believing that God is good.
那有些人他就不相信神是良善的。
They say to God, "Hey, you're not going to give me what I want or what I need."
他们就会跟神说啊，你不会给我所想要的啦。
They're going to say, "You don't care about me."
你根本一点都不在乎我。
And they'll become angry with God.
所以我们就会对神很生气。
And if you're like this and saying you don't give me what I need, You're not going to be able to trust him.
那我们在我们生命当中就是说，如果有人不给我们我们所想要的，那我们就不会相信他。
And you cannot be at peace if you don't trust God.
那我们就不会得，如果我们不相信神的话，我们心里就不会得到平安。
And so verses 1 and 2 of that psalm, you will fret and you will envy.
在这边他就会讲到说那我们就会有烦恼然后我们也会就是会嫉妒
Because if you're not trusting in God, you're going to trust in something else.
如果你不能相信神的话 you cannot trust in God.
If you don't trust in God, you're going to trust in something else.
Okay, 如果我们不信靠神的话那我们就会依靠别的事情
But I just want this passage calls you today to consider the truth that God is good.
那我们要思想一个真理，就是说神是良善，神是美好的。
And even in the storms of your life, God intends good for you.
即便是在人生的风暴当中，我们就是但神他还是就是要神还是很很
has a good plan for you.
还是有对你有美好的计划。
So just write this verse down and go read it if you're having trouble with that. Romans 8:28.
那这边有说到是罗马书八章二十八节。如果你有问题，如果你遇到什么问题的话，你可以拿这段经文。
So the second thing is, I'll try to get through this quickly. Trust in God's wisdom. First was trust in His goodness. The second is trust in His wisdom.
OK, 第一个就是说像第二个就是信靠神的智慧。第一个我们所提到的是信靠神神的良善。第二就是信靠神的智慧。
See, people have trouble trusting God because they think, God, I know better than you do. What you said in the Bible, I have a better way to do it.
那有些人他不相信神是因为说他们很怀疑神的智慧他们说哦我觉得我有更好的做法。
And so they go their way with it and don't trust the way God said to do it.
所以他们决定就是靠着自己做照着自己的方法做事而并不相信神的智慧。
And it brings them a lot of misery.
那又当然就是带来很
a lot of stress and misery.
下场就非常的糟。
And the thing is, again, God knows exactly what he's doing.
那上帝当然是知道说他在做什么。
And he knows the best way to work things out.
那他的方法是最好的。
Okay, third thing, trust in God's power.
信靠神的大能。
People sometimes think that the situation in front of they're facing, they have to deal with, somehow just is more powerful than God.
那就有些人就会认为是说其他事情都就是的能力都比神的还要大。
And so they say God might be good.
上帝可能很好。
They say God might be wise and know what's best.
那上帝或许非常的有智慧知道说什么是最好。
But somehow they'll think, but God can't deal with this.
但是神并没有办法处理这件事情。
And that God's promises in the Bible cannot overcome this.
What?
God's promises in the Bible cannot
overcome this. 神在圣经上的应许并不能够就是解决所有的事情。
And what God calls me to do, I'm not going to have the power to do it.
那神所要我做的我并没有能力去解决它。
That's what people think.
那就是人们所想的。
And then they can't trust God.
他们没有办法相信神。
And then they cannot be at peace or at rest.
所以他们就并不能有平安，他们也不会得到安息。
I could give you a bunch of examples of that.
我可以给你很多很多的例子。
You know things in your life that seem so powerful over you, right?
那有时候我们会想到，我们会觉得说，好像社会上有很多事情是比我们，就是我们不能解决的。
Some people, it's so serious, a thing like drugs.
那有些人他就是嗑药，对，嗑药。
Could be pornography.
嗯。哦，这是色情。
It could be anything in your life. Something feels so powerful.
那这可能是任何时候你 任何事在你生命里面觉得是很大的事情
But
很严重的事情
The Bible's answer is that God is able to act with his goodness and with his wisdom and nothing can stop him
但是神在圣经上有说他
He's able to act with his goodness and wisdom.
那他能够
他想要做什么都可以做、okay. 他用他的 goodness and wisdom.
OK, 他有他的良善和他的智慧能够做任何的事情。
Write this verse down if you're having trouble with that. Romans
8:38-39.
And then 1 Corinthians 10:13.
It
says, God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
圣经上有说神是信实的并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
So here it is, you know, trust God and do what is right even though you can't see how it's going to end up good.
那我们就是相信神而做神要我们做的事情即便是我们没有办法看到最后的结果。
I'll give you one more example.
那我再给你一个例子。
If God calls you to confess your sin to someone you've sinned against.
假使上帝要你就是叫你和就是对别人就是认罪。
It's really hard to do to walk up to someone and say, I'm sorry, I did wrong to you.
那当然就是非常困难，就是说我们要走到一个人面前跟他说，对不起，我做错了。
It's sometimes it's easier to go to Africa and help the poor orphans there.
那去非洲帮助就是穷人是比较容易的有时候。
And the wicked way seems easier.
The
bad way seems easier.
那有时候就是好像做坏事是比较容易的。
Pretend you didn't do it.
那假装你没有做过。
But in the end, it will end with no rest and no peace.
但在最后你的心里就没有平安你没有办法得到安息。
And your fellowship with the other person will be broken.
那你和别人，你就会，就是你和别人的关系就没有，就是没有办法持续。
And no clear conscience.
那就没有清洁良心。
And you won't feel free.
那你就没有办法得到自由。
We say in English, you'll have a monkey on your back.
那在就有一句英俗语就说你有不能摆脱的压力。
So trust God, do what is right, and wait on him to bring the result. Trust God.
信靠神,
do what is right.
那做神要你做的事情,
and wait on God to bring a good result.
那并且等候神, 神就会将这个美, 最好的结果带到你面前。
And what can you do while you're waiting?
那你能够在等候神的时候做什么事呢?
Delight yourself in the Lord.
要耶和华为乐。
Look at all the great beauty and excellency of God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the beauty of God and Jesus.
就是我们要注，就是要注目看着神的荣美。
So, I just want to end, and we're going to read together. We have an overhead.
那我们要最后要来念一段经文。
It's a promise, Jesus says, if you come to him.
那就是说这是神的应许就是如神对我们的应许就是说当我们到他面前来的时候他给我们的应许是
It's a promise.
这是一个应许
That he will fulfill and he has the power to fulfill.
那他会满足那他有能力可以怎么
So, Let's read it together first in Chinese and then in English.
好，那我们一起来念中文和英文的。
Someone else got to do the Chinese.
中文。OK. 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。 我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord God, you know every night that we could not sleep.
上帝，你知道我们每天晚上都不能好好的睡觉。
Oh Lord God, we pray that we can come to you.
上帝，我们祈求我们能够到你的面前。
And we pray that we can trust in you.
我们祷告，我们能够信靠你。
And delight in you.
能够以你为乐。
And wait for you.
并且等候你。
And obey you.
来顺服你。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
What do you think? Well, I could take one question. Question and answer. Thank you, Marcy. We'll do, if anyone has a question, we'll do briefly question and answer, and then we have a final song.
如果有人有问题的话，你可以提出来，我们今天可以来回答一个问题，最后我们再唱一首诗歌来结束。
It could be about what we heard about today or something else you've read in the Bible or question you have this week.
也许是你今天听讲到的时候有什么疑问，或者是你过去这个礼拜你读经的时候有什么样的问题，你都可以提出来。
Okay, well, I'll just encourage you to, if you have something that comes across that you have a question, write it down and bring it up next week.
我要鼓励大家，接下来这个礼拜你在读经的时候，生活上有什么问题的时候，你随时写下来，下礼拜天可以带来问。
And also, just feel free to talk to anyone around you if you have a question, but you don't want to say it in a big public setting.
或者也许你不好意思这样在当着大家的面问问题，你可以私底下问其他的人。
Because what Christians are is we are sinners saved by grace.
因为我们基督徒都是蒙恩得救的罪人。
So, that means that we know exactly how you feel.
所以我们都非常能够了解你的感受。
And the Bible says Jesus came to earth so he could...know how we felt too.
圣经说耶稣来到世上就是要来体会我们的感受。
And then he paid for our sin.
而且他还来承担了我们的罪。
And he worked a perfect righteous life and gave it to us as our record.
他在这世上活出完美的生命，可是却让我们可以让我们的生命可以算为是一个完美的生命。
And you just trust in that promise.
所以你要紧抓住这个应许，要来相信这个应许。
Okay, do the final song.